You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
It just makes me so angry when I hear about this. The weed killer glyphosate, I think I said it right, glyphosate is sprayed on GMO foods that are sold in the stores that you and I are buying. And you know what? It's probably causing cancer, carcinogenic. What are they thinking? Fortunately, we have expert and author Melissa Diane Smith with us. She's going to take us right through the process and help us understand why we need to go to the safe zone of food and stay away from GMOs. Yes, that's the buzzword. And I'm so grateful that you're with us in our Family Food Kitchen today, Melissa. But what is wrong with these people who run our food system that makes it possible for us to be eating food sprayed with carcinogenic glyphosate? Help us out with that.
Well, yeah, it is real hard for most of us to understand. Thank you for having me. You know, we're all waking up to really serious and disturbing trouble in our food system, and I wrote Going Against GMOs for that very reason. Large food and chemical corporations have a tremendous amount of influence on our politicians and our government, and they have created a chemical-laden food system that we now have. So corporations like Monsanto create laboratory-created products that look like real food, but they're very different on the inside. Those are known as genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, and virtually all of them are engineered to be resistant to herbicide, especially Roundup, the weed killer that Monsanto produces. So those Roundup-ready crops absorb heavy amounts of Roundup without dying, and this dangerous chemical ends up in our food.
My gosh, you know, it's I guess the bottom line just blinds people when they're making decisions for all of us. The fact that they would not even think twice about doing this, because it is really killing us. And I'm saying that harshly, but when it's carcinogenic, that means it's cancer-causing. If it's cancer-causing, we know a lot of people are dying from cancer. And it goes back to what we put in our bodies. And what we put in our bodies goes back to who's growing it and what they're putting in there. I mean, GMOs are genetically altered DNA in the plants that we're eating. And you're saying that this glyphosate is a root cause of this cancer-causing issue that we're dealing with.
Right. Well, the big news that came out is in March of this year, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, I mean, this is who we look to for information on what causes cancer, declared glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, as a probable human carcinogen, meaning it probably causes cancer in humans. And the group of 17 researchers from around the world reached a unanimous decision about that. The decision was based on evidence indicated that glyphosate can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and lung cancer in humans, can cause cancer in animals, and can induce DNA and chromosomal damage in cell studies. So, you know, this is serious stuff. And when you think about how much of this is sprayed on food, and it's really important to understand that 527 million more pounds of herbicide have been sprayed since GMOs were commercialized, it really feels like we're playing Russian roulette with our health when we eat these foods. No one wants to get cancer if he or she can prevent it, and certainly limiting our exposure to probable cancer-causing agents is a great way to protect yourself.
So let me see if I got the whole idea correctly, which I think a lot of people are kind of jogging this through their mind back and forth. Basically, before GMOs, farmers were able to still use these products, but they were using small quantities because if they used too much, they would kill the plant itself. When GMOs came around, it allowed them to just spray the whole field without having to maybe, you know, look for the crop or wait different seasons or different things. They could spray multiple times and spray the crop itself because it wouldn't kill the crop. It would just kill the weeds. So the problem, the carcinogenic is actually in what they're spraying and not necessarily in the plant that's genetically modified?
Well, that's not entirely true. I mean, we just don't know. Genetically engineering foods is not as precise a technology as engineers and companies would like us to believe. Even actually the FDA's own scientists warned very early on that it could lead to unexpected, hard-to-detect side effects that could adversely affect health, including new diseases, new allergens, new toxins, and nutritional problems. They really recommended more testing, but those concerns weren't acted upon. Instead, GMOs were fast-tracked onto the market without safety tests in this country. What people really need to understand is that the United States has a pro-GMO agenda, and in many cases, former employees of biotech companies now hold key positions at the EPA, the USDA, and the FDA, which oversee decisions about genetically modified foods. So that means that these agencies not only repeatedly favor the industry over the people's will, but they actively promote genetic engineering.
You know, this has been going on for decades. When I wrote my book, Are Your Kids Running on Empty, about a decade ago, I wrote, did a lot of research, and different governmental agencies and different heads of even the president of the U.S. have appointed, as you say, executives of Monsanto, we'll just say the name, and others to these positions, that decision-making positions, that, as you say, then they vote to, and they there's a little payola going on, and they just make sure that they get to do what they want to do. And there seems to be so little regard for the consequences for our health, whereas the rest of the world is saying no to GMO foods and no to Roundup. And they're just saying, no, we don't want our people to be sick. In the meantime, we have this crazy healthcare problem in our country. Wonder why. It is all connected, isn't it?
It really is. Yep. And when we don't have our government agencies protecting our health, we really have to kind of take it upon ourselves. We have to understand that the system right now is set up to favor industry, and they're not looking at what it's doing to us or the environment. Most people don't even realize that the FDA doesn't conduct safety tests on it of its own on GMOs. It really feels that ultimately it is the food producer who is responsible for assuring the safety. So, and, of course, the food producer wants to sell as much of it as they can.
Melissa, so what do we do right now to avoid it? Do we just look for the non-GMO labels and purchase those foods? And is buying organic also another way to avoid it?
Yeah, both of those are really great choices. It's become a lot easier to find those types of products. But non-GMO, Project Verify, would mean that it doesn't contain any GMOs. Most GMOs are herbicide resistant, but it could still be sprayed with pesticides. So really the much better choice is buying foods that have the USDA organic label. When we grocery shop, my book, Going Against GMOs, really provides detailed instructions and shopping tips on how to do that. But when in doubt, look for foods that have the USDA organic label on them. That's your safest bet. Limit your exposure to glyphosate and a wide variety of chemical pesticides.
Thank you, Melissa. Let me let everybody know where they can find your book for more instructions, and that's on melissadianesmith.com. And the book is Going Against GMOs. To find all this information and more, remember, you can always listen to us on Radio MD. Eat well and stay well.